Christmas is one of those exciting times of year. You know, children look forward to it with, you know, great anticipation. You know, they see, maybe you set those some presents out early and they're wondering what's in them, especially if you have young children. You know, you have to tell them, don't open them up or things like that, you know, because they're just eyeing them with great excitement. You know, Christmas is a joyous time of year. And as we reflect upon what Christmas is all about, you know, one of the greatest aspects about Christmas, you know, is not the things that we normally, you know, we can think of maybe gift giving or getting together with family and friends. You know, and as great as obviously the announcement of the angels that the birth of Christ is here, you think of one of the greatest aspects about Christmas is the humility of Jesus Christ. That he would humble himself to leave heaven and to come to this earth to be born of all places, you know, in a stable, to be taken by his mother and to lie down in a manger. You know, what a humbling experience. And in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 5, it says, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, the form of a slave, and was made in the likeness of men." We find here God himself, the Lord Jesus Christ, coming to us, putting upon himself human flesh, becoming a man. Verse 8, it says, "And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." As we look at the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, we're reminded of the humbling of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Micah chapter 5 and verse 2, it predicted the place. We see the humbling through the very place that was chosen for the Lord Jesus Christ to be born in. Verse 2, "But thou Bethlehem Ephratah, though thou be little among the thousands of Judah, yet out of thee shall he come forth unto me that is to be ruler in Israel, whose goings forth have been from of old, from everlasting." We see the eternal God was born in a small city of Bethlehem. Again, we are reminded of the humility of our Lord by the very birthplace that he was chosen to be born in. We're reminded of his humility by the surroundings of his birthplace. The manger. The shepherds. The very animals that were there when he was born. You know, what a humbling experience for a king. And to think that this was not something that was forced upon him, but something that he willingly chose for us. We find that his life reminds us of his humility. Matthew chapter 20 and verse number 28. Matthew 20, verse 28 says, "Even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many." In Philippians chapter 2, it reminds us, "But made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant, the form of a slave, a bond slave, the lowest of the classes of servants in that society. And was made in the likeness of men. He came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, to give his life a ransom for many." We're reminded in Matthew chapter 1, "For he shall be called" what? "Jesus. For he shall" what? "Save his people from their sins. You know, we go places, we do things in our life, and many times it's all about what are we going to accomplish for ourselves? How are we going to build ourselves up? How are we going to make a name for ourselves? But the Lord Jesus Christ came. He gave of Himself so that we might have our name written in heaven, that we might have our sins forgiven, that He might be our Redeemer. And we are reminded of His humility as we think of the life that He lived while He was upon this earth. We think of His triumphal entry into Jerusalem. And in Zechariah 9 and verse 9, it talks about how He was just. Behold, thy king cometh unto thee. He is just and having salvation, lowly, and riding upon an ass, and upon a colt, the foal of an ass, saying He was going to ride in upon a donkey, a lowly beast. You know, the Jews had this maybe great idea, this great picture of their Messiah that was going to come. But their Messiah came in a very different picture than what they expected. And He came in humility. And He willingly went to the cross. We find His humility in His death. It says in verse 8, "And being found in fashion as a man, He humbled Himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross." So as we think this Christmas of the Lord Jesus Christ coming, may we be reminded of the great humility of Christ as He left the glories of heaven. You know, imagine the angel choirs singing, "Holy, holy, holy Lord God Almighty." Imagine what He left to come to this sin-filled and sin-cursed earth, so that He might take upon Himself, not just to be in that atmosphere, but that He might take all of that upon Himself and bear our sins for us, that we might have His righteousness. No, for He, God, hath made Him, Christ, to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. And He came and He humbled Himself. And He gave of Himself, why? That He might save His people from their sins. You know, one of the verses that was read as the choir members sang this evening, 2 Corinthians chapter 8 and verse number 9, it says, "For ye know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, that ye through His," what? "Through His poverty might be rich." This evening, do you recognize what the Lord Jesus Christ gave of that He might come to this earth, be born in a lowly stable, be born in a small town, have shepherds come and see His birth? You know, imagine, ladies, if you were not even at the hospital. You know, imagine having a baby in that type of an atmosphere. You know, imagine, and here come, you know, some farmers, some shepherds, to see what has taken place. The humility of our Lord Jesus Christ. And to think that this humility was so that He might die in our place. You know, this evening, we have a choice. We can either respond to that humility of Christ in humility ourselves, or we can go on in our pride thinking that we're okay and that we don't need what He came to this earth for. It says in verse number 5, "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus." Do you have that mind of humility this evening? You know, that begins at salvation. When you see your need, when you see, I need what the Lord Jesus Christ came for, because I am a sinner, and nothing that I've done in my lifetime can do anything to take care of the problem of sin that I have. You know, either you will either bow before Him in humility now as your Savior and Lord, or you will bow before Him in judgment at the end of time. It says here that at the name of Jesus, verse 9, wherefore God also hath highly exalted Him. The result of this humility was the exaltation by Him of God the Father and given Him a name which is above every name. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow. You know, in Acts it says, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name given under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. You know, someday every single person will recognize that Jesus Christ is Lord. But right now is our chance to bow in humility before the Savior who came in humility, that He might pay the price, that He might shed His blood for our sins, that we might be justified, that we might be declared righteous. I wonder tonight, has there been that time in your life where you have humbled yourself before the Lord Jesus Christ? You know, He willingly humbled Himself for us. You know, the fact is, you can either choose to forsake, realize, you know what, I've lived for religion all my life. And you can say, you know, it's a humbling thing to say, you know what, I've lived for the wrong thing. And what I've lived for is empty and worthless. That's a humbling thing. And to say, you know what, the Lord Jesus Christ is the only answer. You know, that takes humility. You know, but it's much better to have that humility now in this life than to be faced with that decision of humility. When you stand before God, when you stand before the Lord Jesus Christ, and you may have refused to recognize Him as the Lord in this life, but someday you will recognize Him as Lord, but then it will be too late. I wonder this evening, have you responded to the humility of the Lord Jesus Christ? Realized what that humility was all about? And have you come to the Lord Jesus Christ in faith, realizing that He paid the entire penalty for your sin? And you must turn to the Lord Jesus Christ alone for your salvation. You know, maybe you are saved tonight. Is there that mind of humility? Let this mind, let this thinking be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. May we be reminded tonight of the great humility of the Lord Jesus Christ, but at the same time, that God hath also highly exalted Him, and we must respond in humility to what He has done. Let's bow in prayer. Dear Lord, we thank You for this special time of year that we can celebrate the birth of Christ. Lord, how privileged we are to know the truth. Lord, to be able to stand here, to be able to sit here in this auditorium, and to know that the Lord Jesus Christ came and humbled Himself became a man to pay sin's price. Lord, how privileged we are to know that truth. But yet, Lord, with that truth that we have, we must do something about it. And Lord, if there is anyone here this evening that has not humbled themselves and saw their need of the Savior because of their sin, Lord, that they would recognize the Savior tonight and that they might turn to Him in repentance and faith, trusting Christ alone for their salvation. I wonder, with heads bowed and eyes closed tonight, is there that need of salvation in your life? Maybe you can just take a couple moments to search your own heart. Have you partaken of that salvation? Have you humbled yourself and recognized your need of Jesus Christ? And have you simply put your faith and trust in Him alone for your salvation? Maybe you're a Christian tonight. You need to be reminded of the humility of Christ that needs to be in our life. I wonder, is there anyone tonight that with uplifted hand would say, you know, Pastor John, the Lord is working in my life tonight and I recognize my need to humble myself and to realize, to accept the Lord Jesus Christ as my personal Lord and Savior. Is there anyone like that tonight? Let's pray. Lord, we thank You for this special time of year. May You be honored and glorified through this time, we pray in Christ's name. Amen.